Madaram Mare Vyopi. Madaram Mare Vyopi, Mangale Vyopi, Mangalam. It's more Madaram, of course, means sweet. Mare Vyopi. More sweet than any other sweet things. Mangale Vyopi, Mangalam. More auspicious than all other auspicious things. Pavanam Pavanebhyo, the greatest purifier of all purifying things. Harinam Iva Kevalam, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Abrahma Stamba Paryantam. So from up to Brahma, down to the lowly clump of grass, Abrahma Stamba Paryantam. Sarva Maya, it's all Maya. Maya and Jagat. The whole universe that is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. Satyam, Satyam, Param, Satyam. But the only real reality, the actual Satya, the actual truth, is Harinam Iva Kevalam, the holy name of Sri Hari. Sa Guru, Sa Pita Chapi, Sa Mata Vandavopi Sa. So he is an actual Guru. Sa Pita, he is the true father. Sa Mata, the mother, Vandavo, the friend. The true preceptor, the true father, the true mother, true friend. Who teaches Harinam Adva Kevalam, that the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Nishvasi nahi vishvasa. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting of the holy name, chanting from very childhood. Kirtana. Wow, that's really hard. Kirtaniya mato balyat, from the childhood. Harinam Iva Kevalam. Hari sada vashe tatra. So Lord Hari dwells in that place, yatra bhagavata jana, where the devotees are. You know, we've heard that. Doesn't live in Vaikuntha and doesn't live in the hearts of the yogis. Hare Krishna.
Haribo.
But he lives, Gayanti Bhakti Bhavina, where my devotees, where the devotees glorify him with their hearts, with full of bhakti. Then Krishna appears there. Aho dukam, maha dukam, dukha dukha taramyata. So this is dukam. When you look around the modern society, there's certainly a lot of dukkha. So, aho dukkham, maha dukkham, what a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world, is kachartam, kachartam, to think that the value of the holy name has it's just worthless. And forgetting that it's really Ratna, it's really the most priceless jewel. So the poet says this is the greatest misfortune, is to not appreciate the great wealth that we have in the holy name. I like Maharaj's story this morning about keeping it buried in the ground. Have this wonderful treasure, no one can touch it. So this treasure, obviously we can't treat it like that. Even a regular treasure you have to utilize, right? They call it miser. The miser can't utilize the treasure because they're so stingy that not even they can enjoy it. So this treasure also we have to share. The more we share it, then the more we can appreciate its value, or we can appreciate the true wealth that we have by sharing the holy name. So, diatam, diatam, karna. We should hear it again and again with our ears, with our karna. Niatam, niatam, vachan. With our voices, again and again, we should sing the holy name. Giyatam, Giyatam, Nityam. We should constantly sing this holy name. Some, it says anu. And it is anew, actually. Whenever we chant, it's a new experience. It's different. We can never know what it's going to be like. So, Jini Kritya Jigat Sarvam. So it makes this holy name, when we actually get a taste for the holy name, then everything in the universe becomes very, very insignificant, like a blade of grass, less than a blade of grass. Rajate Sakalo Pari, and it reigns splendorously over all. Chidanandamaya Shudham, it is full of consciousness and bliss. That's the nature of the holy name. It's full of these, full of pleasure. Shudham is completely pure. Harinama Kivalam. Jai, Harinam Ki. So please, Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena, sing with all your bhakti. Actually, it's such a pleasure to do kirtan with all of you. I just wish you weren't so far away. I feel like I'm stranded up here. But it's very nice doing kirtan with you, because you can feel your bhakti emanating from your wonderful souls.